I'm Pete McCall. Welcome to this episode of the Idea Empowered Entrepreneur. April 23rd, 2005. That's the day that the internet and the fitness industry were changed forever, because that's when YouTube went live as a platform. Some pretty amazing statistics about YouTube here. It's estimated by 2025, half of viewers under the age of 32 will not subscribe to a paid TV service. Currently, 6 out of 10 people prefer online video platforms to live TV, and this is outstanding. YouTube gets 1.9 billion logged in users every month. That's 1.9 billion users every month log into YouTube to view content. Now, if you're a fitness professional, admit it, you may have gone on one or two times to YouTube to get some ideas for classes or for workout programs, or to learn some exercise science by following some top-ranked educators and influencers. Well, in this episode of the Idea Empowered Entrepreneur, I speak with Jevon Dovey. He's one half of FitLife Productions, and he specializes in YouTube. Jevon's video channel on YouTube is called Tutorials and Tips for Content Creators, and you can find that at Jevon Dovey on YouTube. I'll have a link below in the show notes. But the first part of the conversation, Jevon and I talk about the emergence of YouTube as a strong video content platform. No matter what you do in the fitness industry, whether you're an instructor, a personal trainer, or you're a facility owner, it's important to think about what kind of online video presence do you want and what kind of online video presence do you have. Jevon has almost 500,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel. These people look to Jevon to get ideas for how they can produce top content online. And on this episode of The Empowered Entrepreneur, Jevon shares with you some of his top tips for how you too can start your own video channel on YouTube and tap into some of the viewers that are logging in every month to get their entertainment and education. The second half of the interview today is with Jevon's wife and business partner, Rachel Tonic Dovey. Together, they run a company called FitLife Productions. Now, FitLife Productions is exactly that. It's a video production company specializing in the fitness industry. FitLife Productions works with a number of top fitness professionals and top fitness brands to develop video content, both for education courses and live streaming workout applications or workout apps. If you've been sitting there wondering how can you expand your presence from brick and mortar and maybe develop passive revenue by putting content up on YouTube or creating a video on-demand program for your workouts, well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about on this episode of The Empowered Entrepreneur. First, we're going to talk with Jevon Dovey about how you too can be a YouTube expert. And then we'll follow up with Rachel Tonic Dovey about the benefit of working with a company like FitLife Productions to create video content for your audience. This is Pete McCall, the Idea Empowered Entrepreneur podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Jevon Dovey of FitLife Productions. And Jevon, what else is it that you do? I know you work with Rachel, your wife, on FitLife Productions. But what else do you do for your work?
Yeah, so FitLife Productions has been a company my wife and I have had for about 6 years now. And about 3.5 years ago, I actually started my own YouTube channel. Just as a creative outlet for me to do things other than fitness. And our FitLife Productions is strictly a fitness production company. So we produce anything and everything fitness. And for me, I'm a filmmaker. So I like to shoot just a ton of different stuff. And so I started a YouTube channel for, you know, out of my own just need to do something creative. And I've built that into a brand that I do a lot of adventure filmmaking. I teach other creators how to build their own channels. And also, I just teach filmmaking in general. And I'm about to hit 500,000 subscribers. So it's been a pretty wild journey running both sides of the company.
I wanted to ask that because listeners might be familiar with you. You know, usually on Empowered Entrepreneur, we speak with people who might be well-known in the fitness industry. And what I like about what you do, Jevon, what you and Rachel do, is that you guys are kind of behind the scenes.
Yeah, so we've been working with Ursa for the last few years. We're the production team that is seen being run around. Like, we're running around doing the interviews, talking with all the booths. Just in general, yeah, we are kind of like the people behind all the products and videos that a lot of these companies are producing. So we're the ones who create the products and then hand off the videos so that a company can use that for, you know, either as like a product for them to sell or promotional content, you know, whatever video needs that a company has, we can basically fulfill all those from beginning to end.
And why is it important? One of the reasons I really wanted to speak with you and to learn a little bit more about what FitLife does is I see a lot of fitness professionals out there, especially ones that are like in my age range, and I've been doing this since the late 1990s, that understand the importance of having an online video presence, but really aren't sure how to get started and maybe don't understand why it's so important. So let me ask you this question. Why is having a video presence like on YouTube or Instagram, why is that so important these days?
I mean, it's simple. Like, we're in a very video-driven world now. Everyone is consuming video. And so if you're not doing video, you're basically being left in the dust. There's just so many outlets for people to be consuming video, and everything's going towards mobile. So everyone's watching short videos on their phone, and we just have access to all of this video content. So for a lot of people, you know, I know it's daunting to look at video and be like, I need to create a strategy for it, but it's super important just to be relevant.
And with that, what would you say, you know, for somebody, maybe an instructor or a trainer that maybe is interested in starting their own studio or breaking away and starting their own business, what are two or three things they should think about as they're looking at entering the world of YouTube and online video?
It's pretty simple. Like, the key to building a successful strategy for online video is value. So what value are you bringing to the table? And I've seen, you know, over the years, there's a lot of companies who approach this without that mindset. They approach it saying like, oh, I'm going to produce these promotional videos that are going to drive people to my business. And nobody really cares about that. What people care about is value. They want to get something out of the videos that they're consuming. So whether that's entertainment or whether that's information or something that they can use to better themselves. And when it comes to the fitness industry, the most important thing, a lot of people go to video content to learn something or to do a workout or to get something that's going to help them on their fitness journey.
So, Jevin, I think one of the hidden secrets about the fitness industry, and maybe many instructors or trainers won't admit this, is I think a lot of times people are struggling or searching for ideas before a class or before a workout. And so they go to YouTube or they go to Instagram and they want to get a few exercise ideas. And it can be tough to find good content on there from qualified professionals. One of the things I've noticed that a lot of instructors make the mistake of is they might have great content, but they spend the first 20 to 40 seconds talking. They just have a talking head. And I don't know about you, but when I see 5 or 10 seconds of that, I just swipe and move on. What are one or two things that an instructor or trainer listening right now can think about doing to be more visually appealing? If somebody's just scanning a feed looking for exercise ideas, what are one or two things that an instructor can do to make their exercises or to make their feed stand out?
Yeah, I think visuals is a huge thing. You know, talking head is great for getting the information across, but this is a visual medium. So shooting B-roll of what it is that you're talking about. That's kind of like the key to making something visually appealing is think through the information that you are shooting and presenting on camera and come up with ideas of what things will visually represent that. So if somebody is scrolling through a feed, they can see that video, but don't necessarily have to hear the audio. And this comes to a huge kind of tip when it comes to creating video in the online market today is most people are watching on their phones. And because most people are watching on their phones, a lot of times they're not using the audio. So they have it on silent. So if you just have a talking head, most of the time people are just going to skip past your video because they're not sitting there. They're not going to turn on the audio and listen for 20 seconds to get to the meat of what you're talking about. Present it right in front of them so they get hooked. And this is something we can talk about if we dive a little bit more into YouTube strategy. But when it comes to YouTube, you have like 10 seconds to grab your audience's attention. And if you don't get them within that first 10 seconds of them turning on the video, they're most likely going to click off. And so you do this through creating a hook. And you can think about this through all the video content that you're creating on the web. Think through the first 10 seconds of your video and what is it that's going to hook the audience and get them excited to watch the rest of the video.
Well, one thing I want to pause for a second and just ask you to explain what B-roll is, because somebody listening to this might not understand. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be in enough video sets now or do enough video production to understand what that is. But somebody listening might go, wait, what's he talking about, B-roll? You know, kind of, we need to break that down for a second of what B-roll is and why that's so helpful.
For sure. Yeah. It's funny because I actually did a video on my channel titled What is B-roll? Because I got this question in almost all of my videos where I talk about creating videos. So there's kind of two ways to think about the footage that you're creating. There's A-roll and B-roll. Now, A-roll is going to be like the meat of what it is that you're creating. So like talking head, the information, like that is the A-roll. So think of an interview. If you're shooting like a documentary or you're watching a documentary, the A-roll would be the interview. Now, the B-roll is the footage that you're putting over that interview to make everything make sense. So if you're talking about someone at the beach and it's just someone, like you're talking to a lifeguard and you're doing an interview with a lifeguard, well, you're going to start showing visuals of that beach setting or of that lifeguard going and rescuing someone. So you can think of it in these two ways. Like the A-roll is going to be your main information, the talking head bits, and your B-roll is like the sexy footage that you put over to get someone more interested in what you're creating.
And I think that's helpful, and because that can be very, I think B-roll itself can be very informative if it's shot right. So
yes,
thinking about fitness professionals out there that are starting to, you know, understand that, okay, I need to have a YouTube channel. I need to start having a presence there because it can be a way to promote my services. How much time does it take to set up a YouTube channel? What's involved with just getting a YouTube channel started?
It does take a lot of time, and it takes creating a lot of content to start seeing some growth. And one thing I see a lot of people happening when they come to YouTube is that they'll jump on, they'll make 2 to 3 videos, and they're like, why am I not getting a ton of subscribers? Why am I not getting any new business leads? It's one of those mediums that's just going to something you have to implement into your strategy of everything that you're doing. And over the course of 2-3 years, you will see growth in everything. And it just takes time. It takes putting in the reps to get to that point where you're actually seeing growth and bringing in more leads and everything.
Wait, Jevin. So, I want it now. What do you mean? I don't just post up 2 videos and all of a sudden I'm a six figure YouTube star. You know, being featured in TV, TV and commercials. To take a step back, I mean, what's involved with laying out a strategy? What is a realistic like expectation that someone should have? Yeah. Like a small studio owner, say that a small studio owner wants to start a YouTube channel, what's an expectation they should have about building up a following or creating a brand presence on YouTube?
Let me, before we get into that, let me just put this in kind of perspective. So there was a study done recently by TubeBuddy, which is a, they have a software to help you kind of figure out keywords and different things for your YouTube channel to help you grow. But they did the study and they went through channels and they found that the average channel with 1 million subscribers had 3,800 videos.
Wow.
Which is crazy to think about. That's just a ton of content. On my channel, I'm hitting about 500,000 and I have almost 600 videos on my channel. So there's obviously a range, but what that says is that it's not going to happen overnight. Like things are good to build a channel that's thriving and growing. You just have to have a lot of content. So to create a strategy that makes sense for business owners and trainers out there, the easiest way to think about it is try to produce 1 video a week. That's kind of what I say is bare minimum. And that makes sense for a lot of people out there. It's realistic to do 1 video a week. Now, if you can only do 1 video every other week, that's fine as well. But 1 video a week keeps you on the top of your subscribers' minds. So you're putting out content week after week after week, and over time you will slowly grow. You'll build your base of following, and then that will start exponentially growing faster and faster. My first year on YouTube, I shot over 200 videos, and I had like less than 500 subscribers. And so it took me a long time to figure out what works for my audience, and then I was able to take off, start doubling down on the things that actually worked. And as I kept my momentum going, putting out a video or 2 videos a week, eventually I got to the point where I'm getting 500, 600, 700 subscribers a day, where you really get a ton of growth happening.
Well, I like the way, I mean, a couple minutes ago, you kind of related this to an exercise program. And I think that's something a lot of listeners can associate with is when somebody starts an exercise program, they're not going to lose 20 pounds in the first 6 weeks. It takes time. It takes planning. It takes consistency in order for an exercise plan to take place. So basically, it's just having the same mindset and the same approach with YouTube. And how realistic is it for a YouTube channel to generate revenue? Or should a fitness professional just plan on using YouTube as an extension of their brand to connect with a wider audience?
So there's definitely a lot of money to be made on YouTube, but it comes in the form of diversifying your income. So it's not going to be like just coming from ad revenue. And I think a lot of people jump on YouTube thinking that they're going to be making tons of money off of this ad revenue. But it's kind of like a mythical beast, because there are some people out there that make a lot of money off ad revenue. But for the majority of people, it's kind of like a tip jar. So where people are making their money on YouTube is that they have another offer, or they have these other things that they're doing, and YouTube is just supporting that and bringing more attention to that. So like for me, I have different online courses that teach YouTube and teach filmmaking, and my YouTube helps drive traffic to that. So as a trainer, if you have like an online subscription program, a YouTube is a great way to get people interested about the kind of videos that you're creating, and then eventually they might hit that purchase button and buy into the subscription. So, you know, it just comes in the form of like YouTube just needs to become something within your strategy that helps support everything. And it's a really good tool to be able to do that because of the organic reach that you can get off YouTube.
And now just for listeners, you know, one of the ways that I found out about Jevin and what he's doing is through his wife, Rachel, who, you know, helps, they own Fit Life Productions together. And I've been following your content, Jevin, and really it's been helpful to help me formulate what I'm trying to do, you know, in my content creation business. Now, for listeners that might want to learn more about YouTube, you mentioned you do have courses. How would they find out about those courses?
So all my courses are housed on creatorfilmschool.com. That's the kind of course platform that I've built for myself. And then if you just go to my channel, I pretty much give away everything for free. And this is kind of a point I want to hit on, is that you can't you can give away most of your secrets. Obviously, if you have something very specific that you don't want to give away, except for like having someone pay for a course, that's fine. But you can give away most of your value, and people will still buy your product. So on my channel, I talk about all of my YouTube strategy, but all of that is housed in this platform that has all of these distractions. And so people, when they really want to learn something and you know, go down that path of actually learning something beginning to end, they're going to buy the course. And that's why I have both offerings. But when it comes to video content, you want to deliver value. You want to give people more than they're expecting, because that's how you get a lifetime subscriber.
Well, I think that's very helpful. And one thing, I realize there are two other questions I want to ask real quickly about YouTube. One is, I noticed that when you do a lot of your talking heads, that you kind of, you're dynamic, you're moving, you're using like a selfie stick, or you're moving around a little bit, and you have certain edit cuts in there that kind of break it up. Why is that so important? You know, what have you learned about doing a talking head type shot, of why it's important to kind of have a little bit of movement and to do some creative editing with it?
Yeah, so pacing's super important. Like I said earlier in this, you know, you only have so much time to keep someone's attention. Attention is like the main thing that everyone is pulling for on the internet. So if you only have someone for a couple minutes, 2-3 minutes, you need to make sure that those 2-3 minutes are filled with a ton of value, and someone gets excited about the content that you're creating, so they end up coming back for more videos. And so the reason that I do things on the go and I move a lot or have different backgrounds is that it just kind of keeps it visually interesting. If I was shooting in the same spot day after day, video after video, someone would get very bored just watching that all the time. Now, I do have like a studio at home that I kind of default back to if I need to shoot something, but I try to keep things kind of on the go and moving in that vlogger style. So a lot of times I'll have my whole vlog set up and I'll walk and talk just to keep things somewhat visually interesting rather than just a talking head sitting there. Now, I know obviously for fitness, that doesn't necessarily always make sense, because if you're in a gym setting, you know, you might just want the camera on a tripod so that you can get a good shot of you as you're talking to camera, but break that up with B-roll. And this is what we were talking about earlier, you know, use your B-roll to your advantage. Keep remembering that this is a visual medium, so use that to your advantage and be very visual with everything that you're doing.
Well, I just have to, I mean, I admit that I find it, when I watch your walk and talk, I find it very, it is visually appealing and much easier to follow than a static shot. And the final question is, if I want to start a YouTube channel, or if a listener wants to start a YouTube channel, do they need to go out and spend, you know, $2,000, $5,000 on video equipment? Or is it possible just to get going with the what's available in the modern smartphone?
Yeah, just use your phone. I mean, that's one of those things that I always tell people, is just start with your phone. some of the biggest YouTubers and creators out there started like the first few years of their channel just using a smartphone. There's one creator, if the listeners have heard of him, his name's Mr. Beast. I think he just crossed 30 million subscribers. He's been doing YouTube for, I think, 9 or 10 years. But his first like few years was all on like an iPhone 5 or 6 or, you know, it was nothing special. You don't need anything fancy. And modern smartphones, the newest ones that are coming out, are better than a lot of cameras that, you know, most of us had access to when we first started our channels. So like having your phone is a powerful tool. You can use it for everything. And there's just so much opportunity just using your phone. There's creators out there that do their entire strategy just based off of an iPhone. So use what you have and focus more on your content. Focus more on audience development. And I think this is kind of the key thing when it comes to building a YouTube channel and building just a following in general, is understand who your audience is. Like, who is the person that's going to be watching your content and consuming it? What is their pain points? What do they want out of video content? And once you can figure out who that person is, what their wants and needs are, you can reverse engineer it and figure out what kind of content that you want to create to be able to get them excited and get them to subscribe and, you know, build your channel.
Well, Jevin, I appreciate your time and insights into YouTube. And now I want to ask a little bit more about Fit Life Productions and speak with the other half of your team. Is Rachel available?
Yes, Rachel's right here. So she is the fitness master when it comes to video production. So I'm going to hand the phone off to her. So I'm going to hand it off to her, and she'll take it from here.
Hey, thanks for your time, Jevin. And for listeners, okay, I'll have all the information about how to reach Jevin down below in the show notes. How are you doing today, Rachel?
Hey, good. How are you? Thanks for having us.
I am all right. And just for listeners to know, I mean, you and I first met a number of years ago at a Master Trainer workshop, and you still currently teach group fitness, don't you?
I do. Yep. I love to be able to be active in the community. You know, my passion is fitness, and the reason why we started up Fit Life Productions is I wanted to be able to make fitness video production affordable for my peers, for those that I was presenting with, for those that teach at the Equinox, which is the gym that I teach at. So yeah, it's great to be able to be active, because sitting behind the camera and just watching the stuff, I'm not able to be creative. So I like to be able to teach.
Yeah, fit sitting behind the camera sounds glamorous, but really, you know, having done a little bit of that work myself, it's not that much fun. So what type of content does Fit Life produce, and what type of clients and customers do you work with?
Of course. So we work anywhere from the promotional content that ends up on someone's website or on their Instagram, YouTube, that kind of stuff, or all the way to the educational material, whether it's for instructors or for continuing education. We do a lot of follow-along workouts. So those are where someone's teaching on camera and the person at home is following what they're doing. That either lives, it used to be in the DVD space, now that's living on the on-demand, either streaming or downloadable packages. We do a lot of, instead of follow along, it's more an instructional, I would say. So it's where the trainer says, hey guys, here's your workouts, and go do it on your own. And it shows 3 or 4 moves, and then they do it on their own. So follow along versus instructional and go do on your own. So we do all different types of fitness video content. I'd say, you know, we start out in the DVD space, but now everything's, you know, digital, one person on camera, smaller shoots for the most part, 2-camera shoots. That's kind of what we're going for.
So say there's a studio owner listening, and the studio owner's thinking, okay, I want to have a strong video presence. I know I want to do this right. What are a few of the top considerations, maybe two or three of the top considerations, if a studio owner is thinking about doing a video shoot in order to feature what they're doing in their studio?
Sure. So we work with a lot of studio owners as far as like the small boutiques. I won't name any names, but it helps to add a benefit to their members. Some people are doing, what they're doing is they're doing on-demand platforms. They're either adding it as a benefit to a current membership or for people, or it's an additional cost. If people are traveling, they can pay to do the workouts, and they're using their trainers in their gym, and we're coming in their setting, and we're shooting workouts that simulate their classes or highlight some of their top, you know, trainers and their specific formats and that kind of stuff. So it's really great for these gyms, especially these boutique gyms, to have their own platform, because if we go to the gym and we see it all the time, people are on the ab mat looking at an XYZ influencer, and she's got a great, you know, workout program, and they're just doing their workout, or a bodybuilding.com, you know, and they're walking around an Equinox doing a bodybuilding.com workout. Why shouldn't an Equinox, which, or any big box gym, have their own app where people are doing the workouts in their gym setting around their gym, instead of paying for somebody else's app in their gym doing a workout. So it makes it kind of an all-inclusive, and basically this gym has these workouts. I can do them on my own, either whether I'm here at the gym or whether I'm away on vacation doing them from my computer or in the comfort of my own home. So just adding more value.
So if I'm a small studio here in San Diego, in North County, San Diego, and if I notice that, you know, if I recognize that maybe 20%, 30% of my members travel on a regular basis and I want to stay in touch, what's involved? I didn't realize this because I thought you did the video production. Would you be able to help me set up an app where I could now engage my members? So for an additional $20 a month, they can take the programming with them wherever they go. I didn't realize that you did app production as well, or you helped set up the apps as well.
Yes. So there's two ways you go about it. You can either do a complete app development, which is the expensive route, but there's also three or four companies that we recommend that already have the system built that you shouldn't have to recreate it yourself, because it is a long process. So if you got a lot of money, great. We can create it and make it look super custom to your company, or you go with these companies that are already existing and they create, you know, say it's a minimal between $2,500 and $5,000. You can get your own custom app created by one of these existing platforms. So don't need to recreate the wheel. And then, yeah, you're able to shoot your videos, upload it on your own. Some of them can be done by a professional team, which you always want them to look good to start, and to have those sprinkled in there. But trainers can come in, flip on their iPhone, shoot their own videos, keep uploading to that same software. Just content's king. The more videos, the more workouts that are up there, the stronger your platform, your app is going to be. Then a lot of these apps are multi-platform. So it's, you know, a streaming service on your desktop. It's an app on your phone, that kind of stuff. So all of these systems are able to cross-platform, and that's what you want to be able to do.
And I want to take a step here, because I'm just, as you're saying this, Rachel, I'm thinking about the numbers. And if I were a studio owner and I had like maybe 500 members, and 100 of my members I know travel on a regular basis, they're constantly, you know, on the road, spending $5,000 to develop an app doesn't seem like an expense, that big of an expense, if I can charge an additional $20 or $25 a month to have that service. And to your point earlier, I think a lot of people out there are already paying for additional apps, and they're just bringing them into regular existing gyms. Have some of your customers been able to improve their business by having this on demand or having this video accessibility for their members and their clients?
100%. I mean, we work with a brand in particular, and they said that people come into their gym and they're hitting their bags using someone else's boxing program. And why not do our own? And now they have their own. You know, they offer it at the discount to their members. And they also have a huge base of their subscription, which are non-members that are not near those gyms. And it just increased the brand awareness, as well as keeps people in the gym with their trainers. Now they get to work with trainers from all their other franchises around the country. And it ends up being such a community. It's great for the franchise gyms too.
And I think that's so important, because I think a lot of small owners out there and small fitness entrepreneurs, I mean, this can be very daunting, right? I don't think they realize that it's not that significant of an investment to move from a brick and mortar location to an online location, whether that's on YouTube or whether that's an online streaming service. You know, is that really something, a new shift that a lot of people in the industry have to make, is considering not just having a real life presence, but also an online presence?
Everybody's doing it. And if you're the one that's not doing it, your members, your fans are going to go somewhere else, and they're eventually going to leave you because they found something else that they like that's more accessible. You got to do it. And whether it's you're paying a production company to shoot your fitness videos, or you're just giving, you know, the trainers that are contractors at your gym, you know, tell them to give you five-minute workouts every other week. It doesn't matter what it is. It's content. It's getting it out there. It's having it underneath your umbrella, having it underneath your branding. Yeah, everybody's doing it. You can't be the people that aren't doing it.
And that's such an awesome insight, Rachel. And that's why exactly I wanted to speak with you for this podcast. Now, the final thing I want to ask about the service that you provide is you also will produce and shoot CEC courses, right? So if there's a listeners out there, or there's an education provider out there or a studio out there that's been thinking about going into the world of online education, continuing education, that's something you can handle, correct? And what's involved in getting that started?
Of course. So yeah, a lot of the things that we do, and that's how we started, was with the education world. So whether it's wanting to take your courses online so people can do them at home, or it's just videos that are supplementing what you're actually doing in a live course. So basically what it is a client, a company would come to us and say, I need, you know, I have X amount of minutes that are X amount of videos for X amount of minutes. And this is the content we need. We'd be able to give them a quote. We make those our lower budget projects, still high quality, but they don't need to be overly produced, tons of lights. We don't need hair and makeup on these trainers that don't wear makeup to the gym. We just want it to look clean. And the goal is for the person to be able to just follow the instruction. So those are lower budget shoots. Those are pretty simple. And then we'll do a promo video in there for them as well, so they're able to help market the course.
That's pretty cool. And now obviously you guys have an online presence and you have various channels that people can follow. What's the best way for listeners to get a hold of either you or Jevin? You know, if a listener's sitting there going, man, I need to do this. I need to get my video going. What's the best way that they can reach out and connect with you guys?
Of course. So on our website, you can find our email. Our email is info@fitlifeproductions.com. Jevin's usually creating. He doesn't answer his emails. So definitely reach out there and you'll get either of us there. But so info at fitlifeproductions, or just hit us up on Instagram and you can see what we're up to. We work a lot with individual instructors that have their own on-demand platforms. You can see a lot of the work they've done to get some inspiration, and a lot of the brands that we work with as far as gyms. And social media content as well is huge for us. We do a lot of people's social media campaigns, Instagram videos, make it flashy so people stop and look.
That's so cool. Well, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. And I know you're doing very important work, which is why I wanted to share what you're doing with the listeners of the Empowered Entrepreneur. So, Rachel, I really appreciate the time that you and Jevin have spent with us today.
Thank you so much for having us. We're glad to be a part of it.
As I mentioned, I first met Rachel a number of years ago. We were both working to be master trainers with Viper. And I think I'm not going to say the year, but the year did start with a 20, so it wasn't that long ago. But over the years, I've gotten to know Rachel, and I've seen how she's gone from being an instructor. She still teaches, as she mentioned, for Equinox, but she's also developed this whole company with her husband to do fitness-specific videos. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I've worked with Rachel a little bit. I've had her do a couple of proposals for a couple of video projects I've been involved with. And I've actually started following her husband, Jevin, online because I'm starting to do my own. I'm starting to produce more video content of my own to try to promote some of the stuff I'm working on. And I can tell you that Jevin's good. I mean, if you really want to learn YouTube, he's clear. As you heard in the interview, he's clear. He's concise. He has some great ideas. And this is now his full-time job. So what he's doing is working. You know, I have to admit, I'm one of these people that I've been looking at all these fitness stars who've been making a name for themselves online. You know, he mentioned the Beast. I'd never heard of this person. I'd never heard of the Beast. I'm sure he's way legitimate. If he has that many followers, he's doing something right. But that just shows me that I need to evolve. Because let's face it, we'd either evolve and learn how to be on an online video platform like YouTube or Instagram, or guess what? We are going to go the way of the 8-track tape. That's exactly why I wanted to speak with Rachel and Jevin today, is I wanted to give you some insights on what you can be doing to create your online video presence. Because if you're an industry veteran like myself, it's one thing to sit there and see how the industry's changed. Yes, YouTube did change everything about how fitness content is delivered, but folks, we can't fight it. You know, it's time to really dig down, learn how to use it, learn how to use the platform. Put your classes up there. Put your content up there. Interact with your members. It's a great way. If you manage a facility, it's a great way to extend your brand and reach your members when your members can't come into your facility. All the contact information for Rachel and Jevin are down in the show notes. I really strongly urge you to check it out because they produce good content, and they really do. You know, if you go to their website, you'll see some of the brands they work with. I respect the fact that Rachel kind of wanted to keep it. She doesn't want to overshare it. And you can go there and find out who they've worked with and get the references. Because if you're looking to create video content, it's better off to do the investment, to make the investment and do it right. Thanks for tuning in for this episode of The Idea Empowered Entrepreneur. And I look forward to having you join us next time to learn more about how to enhance your fitness business.